First, I would like to explain, clarify exactly tachanun. We don't say tachanun today's Pesach Sheni. If you did it correctly, you should have said tachanun yesterday by mincha. Even though in general we find that whenever there's a day which we do not say tachanun on the mincha, which is prior to it. The one exception is Pesach Sheni. There's two reasons to that exception. One is actually there is a machloikis in halacha whether you say tachanun on Pesach Sheni. There is a shita which says you say tachanun on Pesach Sheni itself. So that much we're going to say. We're going to follow the minig to say it, but maybe not the day before. But the main reason is because why do we not say tachanun on Pesach Sheni? What is the simcha about? So the Gemara says that the day that a person would bring a korban, it would be his personal yomtziv. It wouldn't be a public yomtziv. It would be a personal yomtziv. The Gemara says, on Erev Pesach of Pesach Rishon, since everybody was bringing the carbon Pesach, so it was everybody's personal yomtziv. So Pesach, the simcha of Erev Pesach, the day of bringing the carbon, is not the day which creates the simcha. It's the fact that today you're going to be bringing a carbon. So since it was a day of bringing a korban, that creates a simcha. That doesn't extend to the day prior. Pesach Sheni, for the people who do not bring a Pesach Rishon, would bring a Pesach Sheni. For them, this was a day of Yomtziv. This was a day of simcha. So, but that, again, will not extend to the day before because it wasn't the day which was the happiness. It was the korban which generated the happiness. So the fact that it's the korban, it's not the day itself which creates the simcha. It's the korban which creates the simcha. It will not extend to the day before. Therefore, even though we follow, since there was a day which many people in Klaisa would bring a korban, therefore it became a day of simcha, we don't say tachanun, it would not extend to the day before. And that's why we do say tachanun on Erev Pesach Sheni, even though we do not say tachanun on Pesach Sheni. I want to touch on a few points in regards to the lachas of haircuts, regards to Lag BaOmer. Lag BaOmer is this coming Sunday. In general, when it comes to Lag BaOmer, when it falls out not on the first day of the week, you're not allowed to get a haircut until the morning of Lag BaOmer. Till sunrise of Lag BaOmer, you should not get a haircut. We say Mitzvah Yom Kekuloi, and therefore you get your 33rd day by waiting until at least a little bit into the day. Similar to the Ovel who sits in the day of Shiva, the last day he gets up on that day, that counts like a whole day. The night before, you will not get a haircut. This year, the Ramah says, since it comes out to be on Yom Rishon, so to get a haircut on Yom Rishon and not to get a haircut Erev Shabbos is not proper, so therefore we extend the heter to Erev Shabbos. The Ashkenazim are allowed to get a haircut on Erev Shabbos, again, from the morning, and not from the night before, not Thursday night, but Friday morning. Friday morning, through the afternoon, a person can get a haircut. Let's say a person did not get a haircut on Friday, says, well, you got a haircut already, so I'll get a haircut Motzei Shabbos. No, you should not get a haircut Motzei Shabbos. The heter of Lag BaOmer still applies for the morning of Lag BaOmer. The heter of Erev Shabbos is the heter of Erev Shabbos. If you did not take advantage of that heter, you cannot, would it not allow you to take a haircut Motzei Shabbos. In regards to music, etc., there's no heter for Erev Shabbos. And this is a special heter regards to the haircut that you should be able to come to the Shabbos looking nice, etc. But it doesn't apply to anything else. Everything else, Lag BaOmer is as usual, that the heterim of music, chasnas, simcha, etc., only apply on the day of Lag BaOmer itself and not on the day of Erev Shabbos. Have a good morning.